and we're here at home. Jesus has kindly offered to do some mediumship or to talk to some spirits who are wanting to speak. And just to give a bit of background, we've decided to do this channeling because I've had a lot of spirits around me since book group a couple of weeks ago. During that book group, everyone became very shut down. And we were discussing the chapter 12 of Through the Mists called Across the Mists, and described in the chapter is Fred's first experience of, after his past, going back to the earth plane, and he discovers that it's in a lot of darkness, and he learns the truth that people's spiritual condition is reflected through the lightness, the condition, development in love is reflected through the lightness of their spirit body. And so he finds that the earth plane is quite dark, and that it's quite difficult to see people because of the different point of reference he's coming from now in his spiritual form. When we began to discuss the chapter, most of the group found it very difficult to even literally hear and understand what I was talking about. And it took us a while before I actually stopped the discussion and asked everyone what was going on, and they said they felt very shut down. So two groups of spirits have come to contact me today, and the first one, well, perhaps we should just launch into talking to them, or I could talk about what surprised me about these spirits, actually. So in the group, many people identified that they were afraid of spirits. And the first group that came to me today was saying that they very much wanted to have their questions answered. They feel very alone. Many of them come many times to book group with the people who come, because they want questions answered. They want to understand their experience. But they feel really frustrated because they can't be heard by anyone there. And they also feel very judged by everyone there. So I feel that in the group, many of us felt that spirits were purposefully shutting down people in the group. When these spirits came to talk to me, I reflected and felt, well, actually, it's probably more that we, or the members of the group, were shutting themselves down in order to avoid how much these people were wanting to speak and have their questions answered. The second group of spirits are actually Christian spirits. And when they first came, they...
Perhaps we could just go launch the channeling of the first group now, and then I can chop this
sure.
soundbite up into the two separate sections.
Okay, great, and we can talk about them then. All right.
So the first group of spirits are a group of spirits who have been coming along with different people to book group, Mary's book group, wanting to ask questions, but each time they feel very judged by the people that are there and also frustrated because their questions are not getting answered.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for finally hearing us. My name is Mandy.
How are you, Mandy?
I'm okay. Well,
not really, huh?
No. I'm finding things difficult, and I don't really understand what's going on. I feel like I'm trying now to understand what's going on, but it's hard.
Much harder than the people in the book group think it should be.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I find them hard.
Yeah, many of them are. So. What do you find hard about them?
It's hard to describe, but I suppose they feel like hard to reach,
mm-hmm.
closed, and
not very open to communication with spirits.
No, and I feel like, hey, I'm not a saint,
mm-hmm.
but geez, you know, they act like I am the devil. They act like we are the devil. We've been trying for a long time to just bloody understand what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, well, most of us feel like these people hate us.
Mm.
And, you know...
Can you see that they're scared of you?
No.
No?
Well, I suppose,
mm.
now that you're saying it. I guess I feel angry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm angry at them, you know? Like, they all think that they're awesome, and I don't think that.
Okay. You don't think they are?
Well, no, they're not very nice to me. There are other people I've been around who are nicer,
mm-hmm.
but they don't seem to have access to this what you're talking about, and I really want to understand this thing.
No worries, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean, yeah. How many spirits are with you, Mandy?
Oh, thousands of us.
Yeah, and have you... When did you pass?
Look, I don't know. It's really confusing, that whole thing.
About what happens when you die, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I remember being, like... It's even hard to say, you know, like, I remember being alive,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, in the 70s, the 60s.
Alive on Earth, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then it's just kind of dropped away, and I don't really get it. Like, what am I? What is happening now?
Well, I feel that we'll be able to help you quite a lot, so if you can just let yourself breathe a bit and relax... And then the questions that you need to know about will come to your mind, and I'll be able to answer them as best I am able at the moment.
Cheers. Thanks. Like, I just feel like...
I just wanted to ask you a few personal questions about yourself, though, if I can. You know, in terms of when you were alive on Earth, you can remember the 60s and the 70s?
Yeah. Like, I had kids.
Yeah?
And...
How many children did you have? You remember?
Three.
Mm-hmm.
I had a girl who I liked, and I had two boys, and they were hard.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have a husband, and I got a lot of shit for it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I tried to be an honest kind of a person.
Yeah.
I did my best. Sometimes, you know, like, I'd have a few drinks...
Yeah.
And just to unwind and stuff. But apart from that, you know, like I worked and I...
Tried to provide for the kids.
Yeah, I did my best. It was pretty tough and didn't have much. But I loved them, or I reckoned I loved them.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, it's...
And where did you live? Can you remember where you lived?
Well, in Australia.
In Australia?
Yeah, like, not far, like, around here, not far from here.
Okay.
It's hard to understand stuff like that now. I feel confused, sort of,
about where I am. Life and where you are now.
Yeah, what is life? I don't really get it.
You can understand now, though, that people on Earth don't see you anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you've tried to make people on Earth see you,
and that didn't work
very well.
It's only sometimes, like,
yeah.
you know, it's funny sometimes. Sometimes people just sort of see you or sense you. You know, that's how I kind of felt like if I came along to this place mm-hmm. where you guys are talking about this stuff, I felt like I could, it might be like I could get answers.
So what attracted you to the book group, like, that Mary was running? Was there anything specifically that attracted you there?
Well, sometimes we just see spirits kind of going towards a place,
mm-hmm.
and I could see a bit of brightness,
mm-hmm.
With her, but also, like, you know, some other people here who were with me, they found out that they would be talking about stuff like this, you know,
mm-hmm.
like
yep.
what is what life and what die, happens yeah. when you die.
Yeah.
And
so you decided to come along and check it out.
Yeah. And yeah. look, maybe I'm not the best person to talk to you. I don't really...
Oh, well, you're the person who's talking to me, so the others can talk to me when we're finished if they want. And I'm happy to answer as many questions as we can.
A lot of them are, like, better class of people than me, probably, you know.
I don't know if I could say that. You know, I think you... the fact that they're, you know, in a similar position to yourself means that... And in the spirit world, there's no such thing as class anyway, which is something we can discuss.
Right, mm. yeah. I just mean, you know, I don't always say things the best way.
That's okay. I'm sure I'll be able to understand you if you just speak plainly like you're doing now.
So, this thing happened, right?
Mm.
Like, it's kind of like the last thing I remember properly.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard, I can't even get all the details anymore. I just know there was this bloke and we were driving home and I suddenly, it's like, I mean, I guess it's dying. I don't understand it.
If you can just describe the events you remember up to the point that you remember, then I might be able to help you have that point of contact of remembering the other things.
Right, so, yeah. So like, I'm in my 40s,
mm-hmm.
and I'm travelling home. I worked in a pub.
Yeah.
I was going home. This guy was giving me a lift home. He often did.
Yeah.
My kids, they were with my mum. She yeah. was looking after them, like she did when I worked.
Yeah.
And we're just driving. It was like a country road. And then it's like...
What around what towns did you work in, can you remember?
Yeah, like this town that you're in, this place where you do the group, Wandai.
Oh, Wandai, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was sort of different then, but yeah. yeah.
Smaller then.
Well, no, it was kind of, it sort of seemed like, I don't know, it's hard now yeah. to know what's real. I don't bloody know what's real.
If you just tell me the last things you remember and then we can work from there.
It felt like it was a bigger town then, you know, like yeah. more happening, you know.
Yeah, that's probably true too, because a bit more community, I suppose you could say.
Yeah, and I knew everyone, hey, mm-hmm. like, you know, and it felt like pretty safe and, you know, some people gave me a hard time because yeah. I worked in the pub and I didn't... You know, my bloke left and stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, anyway, like I tried to be honest, like I told you. And
yeah. Yep.
And we're just driving home and then suddenly, like, there's a truck and then it's just like... Why is it so hard for me to talk about this bit?
Well, whenever we pass, sometimes the events just leading just before we pass are a little traumatic, in particular for yourself because you had a car accident, and as a result of the car accident, your car hit the truck,
mm.
and during that little time period there, you were a bit frightened as well, so.
Yeah.
The things that we're frightened of, we generally try to close down about and we try to not remember them.
Yeah. I remember.
You remember?
It hurt a lot. It hurt yeah. a lot for a while, yeah.
You remember that you didn't pass instantly?
No.
So you had a lot of injuries and...
Oh, man, it was bad.
Yeah. yeah. And that's why you haven't wanted to remember.
Yeah.
Because you had a lot of injuries and it was a bit painful and... And then, of course, everything, the pain stopped, the physical pain stopped.
Yeah, right. Yeah. 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 But it just gets hazy after that, really.
No, I can understand that. I'll explain to you why it's been hazy after that. So you can remember now the actual accident that you had.
Yeah, and he died, the other guy.
The other guy died straight away?
It's funny, like, he was a mate, and now I, like, why do I have a hard time remembering stuff? Like, I can't really remember his name, but I know him, you know?
Because remembering him would mean that you have to remember the accident.
Right.
And you haven't wanted to remember the accident, so...
Yeah.
So it's been hard to remember him.
Yeah,
so,
right.
So you notice how your name, his name's coming to you.
Yeah, Dan. Dan. Yeah.
So can you see how when we get afraid, we sort of try to not remember things, and in the process of not remembering those things, then anything connected with those things, we don't remember either.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah. So Dan died straight away.
Yeah.
You can't remember him being alive when you were when you were hurt.
No, it was just me, yeah.
Yeah, and that's what was so alone for you as
and
well.
And, yeah, it was like nobody came, hey, because it was like,
And what, do you know what happened to the truck driver?
I don't know.
Yeah. He was probably injured too, and it would have been difficult for him to then try to help you, I would have thought.
Yeah, right.
Mm. So does that help a little bit, firstly, about what happened?
Well, yeah, I guess I kind of figured that it's just funny, hey, it's hard still to really even say that I'm dead. I hate that. Why do I have to be dead?
Well, you're not actually dead, are you? You're still
well, here. I don't know. What is this? Is this dead?
No, well, you're still talking to me, so you're definitely not dead. It's just the physical body that you had is no longer alive. And your physical body has been put in a grave, and that doesn't belong to you anymore. But you've got a physical body, a spirit body now. If you look down, you can touch your own body, can't you? So
Yeah.
So that's your new body now, right?
Yeah, and it's, like, weird because, like I was saying, you know, sometimes it's like I feel like I'm real.
Mm-hmm.
And I can, but then I figured it out that no one can really see me or hear me. But then sometimes they can.
That's what we call a person who's mediumistic.
Well, yeah, right.
And that's a person who's sensitive to spirits being around them.
Yeah, right, okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. And
remember, a spirit is just a person who lived on Earth who's now just got their spirit body with them and they don't have their physical body anymore. That's all.
Right.
So the physical body is not alive anymore, but the spirit body is still alive.
So what's this... I can do this connecting thing with people sometimes. Like, sometimes I might be in the pub again or something, and it's like someone can see me for a minute or a second, but then they can't. But then there's this other thing I can do where
Can I explain the reason why they can and then they can't?
Yeah, right.
What happens is they see you and then they think they're imagining things, right?
Yeah.
And then because they get a bit afraid of that, they then turn the ability to see you off. And then they can't see you anymore. Does that make sense?
Right.
Just like you didn't remember how you died.
Yeah.
They became afraid and then they turned that bit off. And as soon as they do that, unfortunately, they're not able to talk to you anymore or see you anymore.
And are they special when they see me?
Well, pretty much everybody on Earth has the ability to see everybody in the spirit world, but most people on Earth are very frightened of that. And so they choose not to. And so the majority of people on Earth can't really see a spirit or feel them very much. But they have the ability to if they developed that ability.
Okay. Okay. So, right. There's this other thing that I can do.
Sure.
It's kind of like connecting with someone. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like I can sort of... I kind of come close to them and then I can feel what they feel.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I can make them...
Feel different things.
Yeah, and say things and do things and,
yep.
And like I can you know, like if I'm in the pub, I can feel that they've been drinking.
Yeah.
Or like I can feel sort of physical things through them.
Yeah.
But this is why I wanted to come to the group, because I thought I can sort of, if I can just sort of do that thing, then people can ask my questions,
mm-hmm.
and then I can understand.
Mm-hmm. It's not the most polite thing to do to a person, though. It's sort of influencing them without them really being aware that you're influencing them, isn't it?
But how the bloody hell do you get answers then? Because I just feel
the best way to get answers is to have a conversation like we're now having. That's the best way to get answers.
So what's this then?
Well, this is what is called mediumship. Mary is being what people refer to as a channel, or a person who's open to speaking with spirits, and I'm just talking to you in return.
So, but those people, they have this same thing that she has.
They do.
So how do I tell when it's right and when it's not nice?
When it's right is when a person is consciously engaged in it. So Mary has consciously chosen to engage this process with you, and so then it's right for you to have a chat with her or through her.
Does that make sense? But that means it's just like never that you get to talk, because nobody wants to.
Well, there's other ways you can get a lot of information that I'd like to introduce you to if I can.
Good, yeah, please. Okay? Thanks. Okay. Thanks, hey. Yeah. Sorry, yeah. I know I'm asking a lot of questions.
No, that's okay. It's great to ask lots of questions. It's also good that, you know, you're asking these questions, because a lot of people who are living on Earth currently, who finish up passing, have the same confusion that you've had, and, you know, if they knew about it in advance, then maybe they'd be better equipped, you know, about what to do in the spirit world.
It just feels so frustrating, because I don't understand anything, and it just goes on and on, and I don't know what to do, and yeah.
I understand. One of the reasons why it's been frustrating for you is because when you are on Earth, nobody really knows much on Earth about the spirit world, and so you don't really learn anything about the spirit world.
No.
If you think back to your life on Earth, you didn't really have a firm idea of whether you were still alive after you died or not, and
no.
You didn't really have a belief in anything in particular, did you, aside from just trying to make ends meet? And
no. My mum, she kind of, said stuff about
God and things like that.
God and Jesus sometimes, and,
yeah.
You know. But it was, you know.
But a lot of that hasn't proven to be true either, has
no,
it?
Well, yeah. I thought from what she said, you'd know.
Yeah.
You'd know what's going on. Like, yeah. If you're alive, you know it. If you're dead, then you'd know, and you'd have some kind of, way of knowing what's happening. And it's not like that. Like,
not at all.
Why is it not like that?
Well, because everybody on Earth, or a lot of people on Earth, haven't understood things correctly. Once you start understanding things correctly, then it makes things a lot easier in the spirit world. So perhaps I could explain a couple of things that are really important to understand.
Yeah, great, thanks.
The first thing is that you are a soul, or one half of one soul, actually, and the other half of your soul exists somewhere in the spirit world or on Earth, and they're called your soul mate. Now, you have a soul and a spirit body and a physical body. When you were on Earth, you had a physical body. The physical body and the spirit body, they were created at the time of conception. When your mum and dad had sex and conceived you, then your spirit body and your physical body were created at that time. And your soul enveloped them. It sort of connected to both of those bodies, a bit in a similar way to how you connect to people on Earth, almost. And
right.
And your soul contains a record of everything that happens throughout your entire life. So, you know, and all we need is a connection point to find out what happened. So, you know how just before you didn't remember how you died, and then when I start talking about how you died, there was a connection point, and then you start remembering how you died. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Now, all of that information is stored in your soul. All of that information is there.
Right.
You can always go back to something, and it's the emotions that are in your soul that stop you from being able to feel or remember. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So that's very important to understand. So when we go through the process of death on the earth, what we call death, all we finish up doing is losing the connection with our physical body, and our physical body's not needed anymore, and it just passes away. But the soul, the real you, still exists, and the spirit body is the body that you currently have that you can touch.
Right? So, you know how you're saying about the other half of your soul?
Mm-hmm.
So, could that be someone who, like, is still on Earth?
Yes, it can be someone who's still on Earth, and it can be someone who's in the spirit world. It just depends on what's happened to them. You know, if they've passed, or they maybe have lived to a very old age, or, you know, it might be somebody who's still on Earth for you. Yeah.
Right.
There's a way to find them, but I'll go through that with you maybe in a little bit of time.
Okay.
If that's okay, because we need to explain a few more things.
Yeah.
When you pass into the spirit world, there is the opportunity in most cases for us to get information about the spirit world. But the only way that we can get information about the spirit world is from the people who live in the spirit world. And if we don't have a very good idea or a very firm idea about what the spirit world is like, then most of the time we feel more connected to the earth than we do to anything in the spirit world. And because of that, we don't think to ask anybody, or the people that we ask are in the same place as we are.
Right.
And so they don't know any more than we do. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Now, what I'd like to do is bring to you and introduce you to some spirits who have been in the spirit world for a little while and who know a lot about the spirit world. They can teach you a lot of things about the spirit world. Is that okay with you? They're just people.
Yeah, that's great.
But they have a very bright body. So what I'm going to ask them to do is to tone down their brightness of their body. Initially, their brightness will be fairly bright when they come to you, and then you'll start seeing them. It's sort of like initially they're very opaque, and then they'll solidify in front of your eyes. Does that make sense?
How come?
Well, because they live in a place that's even more brighter than where you are, and because of that, their brightness is so bright that if they came to you at the moment in their full brightness, they would probably blind you.
So, okay, can I, like, is it then, like, it's like you're saying there's somewhere else we can go.
There is lots of other places you can go, yes. And well, that's one of the things I'd like to explain to you before you go. Does that make sense?
I thought everyone was just here. That's why I was so frustrated. Like, what the bloody hell is this?
No, where you are is not in heaven or hell yet. It's actually what is called the earth plane.
Yeah, it's just...
It's the area that surrounds the earth, and you've been bound to it for many years now because of the different emotions that you have about the spirit world. You know, you didn't have any firm beliefs about the spirit world.
Yeah, right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And it is what you know that determines what you look out for. And in the spirit world, what you look out for is determined by what you know. So a lot of the times you don't look until you know something about
it. Yeah, okay.
Now, you've found that a bit. You know, you've discovered some things since your past. And it's only because you wanted to know. Now, in the spirit world, there's sort of lots of different locations, and every location is separated by boundaries of love. In other words, you can't get to a higher location unless you improve the love of your soul that's inside of your own soul. And once you improve the love that's inside of your own soul, you can go to a higher location. But it's not your definition of love, it's God's definition of love. And that's not the same as the Bible's definition of love either. Right.
So how do you know?
Well, that's a matter of connecting to God. So some of the spirits I'm going to introduce you to have connected to God, and they can show you how to connect to God and receive God's love. And that'll help you grow and become brighter more rapidly. But it also requires that you need to feel everything. You need to be open to remembering and feeling even things that are sad and things that are unhappy for you in your life on earth. Does that make sense?
Right.
Because if you're open to your feelings, then you become open to God's feelings for you. And that's really something that you need to do.
Okay. There's stuff I don't want to think about.
I know. There's things you're ashamed of, and there's things that, you know, you felt you did that were right at the time, but you don't, you keep looking back on them, you don't feel that they're right. You know, and there's things like that that you will have to let yourself think about and deal with. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But these spirits that I want to introduce to you, they can show you how to go through all of that.
Okay.
Huh?
Yep.
Now, these are people who have also lived on Earth, and they've had passed over, and many of them have passed over exactly the same way you did, through an accident of some kind, and then they had to come to discover the different truths through the same process, really, as what you're going to go through. So you can pretty much ask them any question, and as long as you don't get angry and frustrated with them all the time, or, you know, get in a rage with them or want to hurt them, they'll stay and help you.
Okay. It's just, like, I just feel so fed up, you know, that I haven't been able to talk to anyone, so...
Yeah. It's actually easier to talk to people in the spirit world than it is to talk to people here. But the problem is, one of the problems you've had is that you've been trying to look for people on Earth to talk to,
yeah,
rather than looking for people in the spirit world who you can talk to. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And that's because you haven't had a very fixed idea about what is available in the spirit world, and so you didn't know that there were people in the spirit world who you could ask to come and help you.
No idea. I thought we were all just bumbling around here.
Yeah, yeah. And I know there's thousands of you like this, bumbling around there, as you call it, but the reality is that there's lots of help available. It's just a matter of knowing how to get the help. Does that make
sense?
Right,
yep.
Now, one of the reasons why most people don't ask for the help is they're a bit afraid. You know, well, after a person's passed, as you know, there's all this sort of murkiness and uncertainty, and you don't know what to do, you know, like, and so a lot of people get a bit afraid about that, and so they then don't think very clearly.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Yeah. And if you think back after when you passed, you can see that that was a period of life that you went through where you weren't thinking very clearly, and you didn't really know what was happening, and
yeah.
But do you remember your funeral? Did you go to your funeral on Earth?
Yeah.
You were attracted to that, at least.
But it's strange, hey? Like, mm-hmm. Now that we talked about, you know, the crash,
mm-hmm.
I can remember it again kind of clearly, but it's sort of like this thing happened where I just sort of... It didn't, like... couldn't remember it very good until just now.
Mm.
Why is that?
Well, because the crash was a traumatic event that you didn't want to remember, and then, you know, the funeral was related to the crash, and so can you see how everything joins together? And if you try to close down one memory of one thing, then you start closing down memories of other things, and so it becomes a very faint outline of the clear detail that you could remember.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Well, what I'll do now, just to illustrate something to you, is I want to bring some of my friends to you so that you can see them and remember that these are people that have just lived on Earth the same as you have, and these people are willing to answer many of your questions. So after we've finished talking, you'll probably want to ask more questions, and these people will be able to help you, and you can call on them at any time that you want some help, some more help, and they'll be able to help you some more. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's great.
Okay.
That's great.
Well, let's ask them to come now, and they'll start appearing before you.
Yeah, cool. Okay. I get it. Like...
So they look nice people, yeah?
Yeah.
Much kinder than the people that ever at the book group.
Yeah, hey, I didn't mean that,
I know.
I just feel frustrated, you know.
Yeah, I know you feel frustrated, but also their fear of you prevents them from liking you or loving you, you know, and the difference is I'm not afraid of you and Mary's not afraid of you so much, so you know, there's a lot more comfort there, isn't there, when people are not afraid.
Yeah, I guess that's it. Mm. Yeah. And, like, these people seem nice, hey,
yeah.
And different, like, and I'm happy just to talk to them, like.
Yeah. Now is everyone in your group can see these spirits, yes? These people that have come in front of you?
Just checking, hang on. Yep, seems like that.
Okay, that's good. Because it's good for everyone to realise that they're there and that these people can answer questions, lots of different questions. But sometimes, you know, it's like travelling to a new country, you know, you've got to have a lot of questions. And sometimes there's new things to discover that you didn't know about when you're on Earth, so you're going to have to be patient with yourself.
Yeah.
That makes sense?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Like, I'm just really, like, thanks a lot, hey?
Yeah, it's my pleasure.
You know, I just didn't... Yeah. I've just been waiting so long.
Yeah, I understand.
And it's just really...
Well, if I can explain a bit more to you, that'll help them when they're talking to you about different things. I'm just going to stop that phone just for a second. There we go. We got a bit of silence again.
Yeah.
So, remember I said to you that it's all about learning about love?
Yeah. So, I've kind of been listening to that at the group. And yeah, I've kind of been listening to a lot. But sometimes it's just hard to understand how it relates to me, you know?
Sure.
Because I haven't really gotten... what I am, you know, I didn't know if I'm a human anymore.
Yeah,
like,
you're still a human, you're still a person. You just don't have a physical body, that's the only difference.
And so. I've listened, like, it's pretty radical what you guys are talking about, but it's pretty interesting. And I know, hey, like, you're Jesus, and how nobody's got any clue about, like, what Jesus is really like, hey?
Not at all.
Yeah.
Has somebody told you that I'm Jesus, or...?
Well, I just took your word for it.
Oh, okay. Well,
you know, and I can see, like, you're different.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and I figure,
What do you see that's different?
It's hard to describe, and it's hard to, like, really look at.
Yeah.
Really hard. It's just brighter.
Yeah.
Yeah. And not many people are like that I've seen in the last, you know, well, however long.
When you say not many, have you seen... Who have you seen that is?
Well, no, I've never seen anyone as bright. But sometimes you see people a bit brighter than other people.
Sure.
Yeah. It's weird, this whole seeing people like that too.
Yeah.
Like, it's been strange.
Yeah. The brightness, can I explain what the brightness is about?
It's
about how much love the person is reflecting. So a person who's a bit brighter is also generally a bit more loving than the other people that are a bit darker. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and I sort of didn't know that, but I knew that if someone's a bit brighter, usually it's nicer.
They usually feel nicer, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And the reason why they feel nicer is because they're easier to be with because they're a bit more loving.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks, hey.
Yeah, and rather than take my word for it, that I am Jesus, I can get a few spirits who are my friends in the spirit world who used to live with me in the first century, and they can come to you if you like, and they'll be able to explain how that's all happened. And that's something that you might want to investigate yourself later.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it is funny how nobody on Earth really knows or understands, isn't it?
Yeah.
And nobody on Earth really knows or understands much about the brightness either, do they?
No.
They don't really get that.
Yeah, and I've seen strange things, hey, where, like, you'd think that the person... You know, for example...
Yeah.
Mums and kids.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes the kids are, like, super brighter than the mum.
Definitely.
And you wouldn't really think that, I suppose.
And that means the kids are much more loving than their own mothers.
Yeah.
And the mothers are trying to teach them how to become more like their mothers when perhaps the mother needs to become more like the child, hey?
Yeah. It's funny, hey?
Yeah. And that's a good lesson for yourself to remember too, because in the future you'll have some memories about your children and so forth.
Yeah. I don't feel like I was bright as a kid, though. Hey, bad stuff happened, probably, to me.
Yeah, but before the bad stuff happened, you were bright. And then as the bad stuff happened and you were shut down from feeling the emotions about it, then things would have become darker as time went on.
Yeah.
And this is where the bright spirits who have come to you now, they can help you a lot with helping you go through all of that. Because we can actually release the dark things. So the darkness can be released from us.
Yeah,
it's just a matter of feeling it. It's like feeling
it. So it's not just like I'm always going to be like this.
No. You're in the spirit world and on earth, you have the ability to change. That makes sense? Do you notice that Mary's changing? You can see that?
Yeah, it seems different.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, just the same as Mary is changing, you can change.
Oh, good. That's good.
It could?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you don't have to always stay as you are. In fact, the way God's created the universe is that God always wants us to change, wants us to grow.
Then why does he, like, leave us here like this for so long?
Well, it's all driven by our desire, what we want to know. So right. God can only let us know the things we want to know, and the things we reject, then God can't let us know because he gave us free will.
Right.
Does that make sense? And a lot of people don't realise they're exercising their free will when they go around blindly without listening to anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People should be telling us this stuff, like teaching
but there's
us.
There's hardly any people on the earth that know this stuff.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. And then the people in the spirit world that do know this stuff have a lot of difficulty communicating that to the earth. And that's one of the reasons why... You know, I've come back to the earth to try to help the earth understand these truths that most people on the earth don't know.
Right. Yeah.
Make sense?
Yep. Yep. Okay.
So, getting back to the conversation though, that the brightness of the body indicates the love that's in the soul of the person. And it also indicates that they probably know more truth about life.
That's a relief to know that, so I can ask them.
You can ask them about life, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And you can ask them about how you can become as bright as they are. You see?
Yeah.
Because they obviously had to go, they went through a process to become brighter. If you ask many of them to show you what their life was like before they, you know, when they left the earth, many of them were just as dark as you are now or even darker.
Yeah.
Right? So they've obviously gone through a process of becoming brighter.
Right, yeah.
And that means you can go through a similar process if you want. But it all gets down to your choice. It's whether you want to or not.
Well, yeah, of course I want to.
Yeah, you sort of wonder why anybody wouldn't, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the reason why most people don't want to is because they have to feel emotion in order to progress.
Uh-huh.
And this is where it gets tricky. We have to allow ourselves to let go of the emotions of anger and sadness and grief and shame. All those kind of yucky emotions. Fear in particular is a big one for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And you've got to let yourself... The only way you can release them from your soul is by experiencing them. And that's where it's tricky.
Yeah.
That's why most people don't want to do it.
Sort of like how I didn't want to remember the crash.
Exactly.
Is that what you mean? Yeah.
You know how you didn't want to remember the crash because there was some fear involved with the crash and... then you remember the fear you felt laying there when you were badly injured and you knew you were dying.
Yeah.
And nobody was coming to help.
Yeah, so bad. You know,
it felt very lonely.
Yeah.
And you felt very afraid.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, there were spirits around you, you didn't know it at the time, who were trying to help you go through that. But because you didn't have a clear idea of the spirit world, just like most people on Earth, you couldn't feel those spirits that were with you. Right.
Yeah, right. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's why we don't remember things, and then we shut them down because it's too, you know, we feel too emotional to remember them, but we have to undo that in order to progress. And that's where most people find a lot of difficulty following this pathway to more love, because they have to let go of the emotions that are hard to feel, you know, that are difficult to feel. And that's what our spirit friends will try to encourage you to do. And the way to encourage you to do that is to help you have different memories about your life,
mm.
and then allow yourself to cry about them, or to feel ashamed about them, or to, you know, to get angry about them, and then to feel afraid of them, or whatever it is that you need to feel to let go of these things.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I think I get what you're saying.
Mm.
Yeah. Can I just ask one more question before we go?
Sure.
Because I think it's kind of... I think we should... These blokes want to talk to us a bit.
Yeah.
So.
They've got a lot to say to you. They can help you a lot, right, about progressing in the spirit world and what, you know, how the spirit world looks. But you've not even seen the spirit world yet, because you've been on Earth all this time.
Yeah.
So you haven't actually seen the spirit world yet.
So that's my question. Why? Why?
Well, that's also about your beliefs and, you know, the beliefs that we have when we pass. We don't automatically become wise and automatically become all-knowing. We just have the same beliefs that we had when we passed.
But why didn't these blokes show up earlier and then...
Well, what if you asked them whether they did show up earlier or not?
Oh, I don't get that.
So what was the answer?
Well, yeah. Well, they said they've been here heaps.
Yeah.
But how do... What...
So you couldn't see them?
No.
So they were there.
I felt like I was looking everywhere for some answers, you know.
And where were you looking, though, if you're honest with yourself? Where were you looking?
Yeah, so I was looking...
On the earth for the answer.
Yeah, I thought it would... Well, because...
See, if somebody,
I don't know. Yeah.
Somebody came from you to you in the spirit world. There's plenty of times people were around you from the spirit world, but you didn't think that they had the answers.
No. Well, I didn't even see them.
You didn't even see them, that's right. Why do you reckon you didn't even see them?
Because I didn't know that they existed, maybe.
There's that. But also, did you want to know that you had died?
No, I didn't.
So there was also a lot of you blocking the fact that you had died.
It's so much to take on.
Hmm.
So much, like...
And this is why we came to Earth, because we want to help a lot of people to get a lot more ready for what happens when they pass into the spirit world. See, most people have a lot of difficulty in the spirit world because they don't know. That's the big problem. And none of the religions are telling the truth, and none of, you know, nobody on earth really knows the truth about it. So, you know, we decided we wanted to come here again and tell people the truth about what's actually happening, so that they have a bit better idea of what will happen when they pass. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. You imagine if you'd known all of this in advance, then you might have noticed these spirits around you the very day you passed.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't have been in that sort of dark, sort of lonely place and then attracting these other spirits who all didn't know either. And
you know, we hardly talk to each other.
No, because all of you are looking to the earth for answers.
Yeah.
You see?
It's only kind of like when I came here, and then they're all there, and I kind of know them, but I don't know them, you know?
They all feel similar to you.
Yeah.
They've all had similar experiences.
Yeah.
You see?
It's crazy, hey, how many of us and how far. It's like some people here have come a long way for this, like.
Yeah, I agree.
From another part.
From another country.
Yeah.
But when you think about it, it's like, you know how you lived in Wandai?
I never left Queensland my whole life.
Yeah. But you know when you lived in Wandai?
Yeah.
Did you really know most of the people who were in the town?
Or well, I did, yeah.
Did you know their day-to-day life and how they felt about everything?
Well, I don't know their feelings, but, you know, like, we knew each other real well and...
But can you see how a lot of times you know people, but you don't really know what they feel? You
yeah,
only know
I suppose.
What happens
yeah.
in their life. You
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas in the spirit world, you can get to not only know what happened, but also how they feel.
Yeah.
And that's much better. You sort of you get to have better friendships that way.
Yeah, right. Can I just say, it's such a relief. We just thank you because, you know, lots of people feel so... It's like we've been carrying a 10-ton brick and we can put it down, so thanks.
Mm, that's my pleasure.
That's just
the beauty of telling someone the truth, isn't it? Like, the truth always gives us more knowledge and therefore it makes us have less fear and it makes us less worried and it makes us less burdened.
Yeah.
Mm. The truth is always something that's going to make us feel more free.
Yeah.
So don't be afraid of discovering more truth when you're in the spirit world, will you?
Yeah, I guess I never felt like the smartest cookie.
No, but, you know, you don't need to be smart to discover truth. You need to love to discover truth.
Right.
See, it's the if we learn how to love, then we'll discover all the truths that we need to know.
Okay,
there's
well...
There's a lot of very intellectual blokes in the spirit world but who haven't learned how to love yet, and they don't know very much about the spirit world.
Right.
Right,
okay.
Hmm.
Well, look, thanks, and...
it's my pleasure.
Like, best of luck with everything, hey?
Reckon we might need it.
No, I just feel like it's good what you're doing.
Yeah,
and
I feel it's
I
good.
I hope it goes good.
Yeah, so do I. I'm sure, too, that if you can now be open to listening to what these spirit friends will tell you, these ones that I've just introduced you to,
yeah.
And if you can remember that whoever is brighter than you, they have more love than you do, and therefore they know more about the spirit world than you do. And you'll always learn a lot from them. Even if you get a bit frustrated with them or whatever, if you can remember that one thing, it'll always keep you going.
Look, they seem really nice, and it's just a relief to have someone in front of me that I can have a conversation with.
Yeah.
I can already tell, like, and hey, we better go because they're waiting.
Yeah, but remember that some of the things they say to you are going to be challenging.
Right.
Because they're going to be things that you don't believe or that you didn't know about, or they're going to be challenging some of the feelings that you have.
Right.
So, does that make sense?
Yeah.
So sometimes you're going to be challenged by them, even though they are very nice people and loving.
Right.
They're also going to be truthful with you.
Okay.
So the key for you is to remember that they care about you and they love you and that you can trust them because they're brighter than you are. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah, got it.
Mm.
Got it.
Yeah. It was good to meet you, Mandy.
Yeah, thanks.
And if you want to come back and have a chat at some point, I'm sure be happy to, but I'm pretty sure now that you've met up with some of these spirit friends, you'll have plenty to talk about anyway.
Yeah. But... Well, I don't really understand lots of what is ahead, I suppose, but...
That's right, yeah.
You know...
It's like going into a new country, you've got a lot to learn.
Yeah, and I've never been to a new country.
Exactly.
So, we'll see, but I'd like to know how you guys are going, so...
Yeah.
You know, I might just see how I can do that.
Yeah. We'll see if we get to talk again, but it's been very good to meet you and have the opportunity to talk, and I hope that everyone else who's been listening... is open to the same conversations with these people that are in front of you now.
Yeah, we're pretty eager. There's a lot of... Yeah.
That's good. That's good.
Thanks.
No worries. It's
see
you.
See ya.
See you later. Yeah, she's nice down to earth person, eh?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Just feel happy for them, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Felt a lot of compassion for her when she was just saying, can't talk to anyone.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's difficult because the belief systems prevent them from looking higher. And so they look on earth, but on earth is where they learn what they currently know. So it's sort of difficult, isn't it?
Yeah. And even this, and even the, just I suppose, how few people are actually mediums on earth, consciously, it must get frustrating to lose your sense of self almost.
But a lot of the mediums have false beliefs too, you know, yeah. So they start telling the spirits. They start telling these earthbound spirits things, you know, and the earthbound spirits are going, I don't understand what you're talking about. That's not what it's like here. And, you know, yeah. The mediums often have a misconception of what it's like in the spirit world as well. And
the real feeling I had from her a couple of times was sort of this feeling like, I don't even know if, she might have even said it, I can't remember, but I don't even know if I'm real anymore because nobody was reflecting back to her that she exists.
Exactly.
But she's having an experience. But then she can kind of, it seemed like, influence the experience of others, so she a part of them, you know, like...
Yeah, it's very confusing.
You can understand somehow, sometimes, how spirits must feel like we're all energy and we all come, you know, because
yeah.
I never thought about it until, what, just now I'm reflecting on her experience.
She's not getting her identity established through the connection.
Yeah.
Because the people on earth can't see her identity and they don't acknowledge her identity.
Yeah.
And so she's not getting her identity issues met. And so now it's like, what am I?
Yeah.
I can see that I've got a body still, but nobody else seems to be able to see that body. And
then it's like I can mingle with other people's energy and have... share experiences.
Yeah,
so
experience.
Am I part of them or
yeah. Wow,
it's such a gift, hey, for people to know the truth of the soul and spirit body.
Definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
We
were talking in book group about how many of the group haven't even got that one truth, that we are a physical body, a spirit body, all attached to a soul, like emotionally.
Emotionally, yeah.
It is it's a significant truth to come to feel and understand, isn't it?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Most people are pretty attached to their physical body. They believe that they are their physical body.
Yeah. And that's that's the thing that Kushner talks about in this... chapter, actually, is that how common the belief on earth is, when you're dead, you're dead, and how much that blocks communication, but also just the confusion it must create for people, hey?
After the past, just like that group of spirits, eh?
Yep.
Mm.